hustle and bustle of a room full of people enjoying refreshments. A gentleman standing next to me, an Ian Harrison, is enjoying both a glass of champagne and some strawberries and cream. Is this your normal activity for a Tuesday?
No. Half a Coke and a packet of crisps, usually.
So tell me, you were here in 1971?
Yeah.
One of the first students at the Open University.
AO180961. It actually gets engraved on your brain.
So what did you study?
History, with science as a subsidiary.
So history, the arts, and science, that's two sides of a coin.
Well, I started out as an engineer, and I'm very interested in art. And the two things do go together, and I have a feeling that we do need people who have a practical engineering side and the imagination from the art side as well. If you can combine that in a degree, you've got an all-round character.
I'd call it the Da Vinci degree.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Because as soon as you say the arts and science, I think of Leonardo da Vinci.
That's right. Yeah, he was king of it all, wasn't he?
And an incredible inventor.
Yeah.
Has your combination of arts and science ever led you to invent anything?
It's the spanner. It's called a milligrip, and it uses a ratchet system inside. Uses teeth. The old spanner with a screw.
Let's take a look at it. Where is it? It just so happened to have it in your bag.
Right.
So this is an adjustable spanner, like you would see an adjustable spanner anywhere in any person's toolbox. But this has a difference.
There's no screw.
It's got no screw. There's no endless rotating. If I tip the spanner to the side, you'll have to imagine this in your mind, and literally pull back on a little catch, the jaw opens instantly, and I can see that it's a ratcheted system with very fine adjustment on the ratchet. If I tilt the spanner upside down, it drops back. This is genius. How did you come up with this?
Thank you. Well, I'm on a teacher's pension, and my wife in South Africa, I decided to go, and she's my second wife, and I went to the teacher pension people and asked how much you would get if I pop off. And I got the answer back, £4 a year.
Wow.
Because I married her after I went on the pension.
Wow.
It's designed to stop you marrying the widow next door to get a pension, etc. And anyway, I sat there, and the only way I could see we were going to make the sort of money that you would keep us both was to invent something. So in actual fact, I did in a month 10 inventions.
You did 10 inventions in a month?
In a month. That was desperation.
Now, I can see that what you've done here, you've taken something and you've made it that everybody knows of and everybody has, and you've made it better and you've massively improved on it. What did your other inventions look like?
An improvement to a submarine periscope.
Really?
Yeah. A submarine periscope, when it surfaces, it takes 10 seconds for the periscope to clear. So I took a patent out on that, and I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, okay, it's been denoticed.
Yes.
Wow, okay, so this that I have in my hand, and it's called the Milligrip, MILLI-GRIP. Go and check it out, Google it. I'm sure you probably will see a picture of it. Has it been recognised?
There's a website for it, which is milligrip.com.
Okay, milligrip.com. Now, so it's patent, you've applied for the patent for this.
I got the patent.
You've got the patent?
Oh, yeah.
Have you won any awards or anything?
Oh, 2 gold medals at the British Inventors Show in 2006. They hang on my wall in the hall at home.
So, I mean, has this earned you enough money for you to retire on more than, when you die, more than £4?
No.
No?
No.
Not yet.
Because whereas every engineer that sees it says they want it yesterday, we've had terrible problems about getting it produced, because we aren't talking the quantities that the Chinese want to hear.
Yeah.
And we're up against the people that are producing the screw model.
Okay.
And they actually...
There's no competition. In my mind, just using it in my hand now, there's no competition.
Yeah, all right. But listen, the ones that make the screw model, led by Barco, wrote to all their distributors and said if they handle this spanner, they won't get any more spanners from them.
Whoa, you're being oppressed.
An evil bloody world. The guy that came in with me has some 250,000 in this. He will eventually get his money back, but it's a long haul. So if you invent something, you don't just look at the thing and say, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Unless you can produce it for peanuts, you're in trouble.
Can I buy one from your website?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going to buy one. I'll do a review on it in the hope that it will get seen, because this is the... If any geek out there is listening right now, if you think you've got the spanner you need, you actually don't. You haven't got a milligrip. Seriously, it's genius. And I love the fact that it's taken an artistic, scientific mind to come up with something like this.
Yeah, okay.
Shouldn't more people study arts and science combined?
Well, if I was a very wealthy man, I would set up a bursary for undergraduates who are studying a science subject and an arts subject together, because I think you could get a far more rounded and efficient person from that.
The Da Vinci degree. So, let's say, okay, so I'll try and make this famous to make you rich, right, in order for you to launch the Da Vinci degree, and we can bring proper innovation back to Great Britain.
Great Britain has always been the centre of innovation from what onwards. I mean, I think we're kept so poor, the only way we can ever make money is to invent something.
We've just got to move our glasses as the guys impatiently tidy up. Thank you very much, Ian Harrison, a legend amongst men. I can't wait to see some of your other inventions, because this is a winner for me.
I lost them all.
Really?
It is a cutthroat business out there.
If you don't invent and patent fast enough, they go.
You know the screen on the top of a lorry which deflects the wind?
Yeah.
That was mine.
You invented that?
That first appeared on my caravan in Italy. Took the wind off. Just deflected the wind from the front of the
caravan. Little ramp you see on lorry cabs.
And then I was stopped for speeding by the Italian police because I had no air pressure on the caravan.
You should be on Top Gear. You were speeding in a caravan. With a caravan.
Well, definitely, yes.
Well, can you remember any of the websites?
You don't know what... You don't want to know what I do now. What I do now is only one up from the oldest profession.
Oh, right. Let's talk about this offline. I'm definitely going to check you out. Ian Harrison, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.